Maine electricity users endured the most frequent service interruptions and the longest outages of any state in the U.S. in 2017. That's according to federal reliability data that utilities say highlight the natural challenges they face here. But critics say the findings also point up the utility's failure to rise to the challenge. Fred Bever reports.
Data compiled by the Federal Energy Information Administration show Maine electricity customers in 2017 experienced, on average, more than 3 service interruptions. That's the highest rate in the country and more than double the national average. And Mainers were in the dark longer than anywhere else, too, on average, more than 40 hours.
And it definitely affects both quality of life and Maine businesses.
Portland attorney Todd Grisette, who specializes in energy issues, called attention to Maine's poor outage record in a recent blog. As he notes, Maine's worst-in-the-nation status for 2017 held up even when damage from major weather events, including that year's devastating windstorm, was left out of the calculation.
Well, unfortunately, both. If you take into account major events, Maine led the pack, and if you exclude major events, Maine still led the pack.
In Maine, we are challenged with geographic and weather consequences of living in our state.
Catherine Hartnett is a spokeswoman for Central Maine Power, the state's largest utility. She points out that Maine is the most heavily forested in the nation, and falling tree limbs are the biggest single threat to the system's reliability.
We take improvement very seriously, and in every possible way that's cost-effective, we look at those opportunities. Right now, for example, we are looking at using larger, more durable poles every time we have to reset a utility pole. We're also looking at stronger, better constructed wire every time we are replacing distribution and transmission wire.
Back in 2009, state regulators required CMP to institute a program that would ensure trees along every mile of right-of-way are trimmed every 5 years. And just 2 years ago, after finding that the state's second-largest utility, Emera, had failed to inspect miles of line in a timely manner, the Maine Public Utilities Commission required that company to speed up its own tree-trimming efforts. Emera spokeswoman Judy Long says the company is now meeting those marks and is taking other steps as well,
including designating an engineer whose sole focus is minimization and elimination of customer outages. And over the last 2 years, since 2016, we have been identifying the poorest performing circuits on our system and identifying some work that would improve that performance.
Ultimately, it's state regulators who judge whether investor-owned utilities are meeting reliability standards in a cost-effective way. The commission is currently reviewing CMP's latest proposal for its charges to consumers, including a rationale for what it will do to improve reliability and how much that will cost consumers. PUC spokesman Harry Lanfear.
We certainly are looking into this as part of CMP's current case, and we're very proactive and direct with Emera about their poor performance in this area.
But he too notes that Maine does have specific challenges, not just forest cover, but its winding coastline as well.
There's a lot of peninsulas and areas that are served by a radial line, kind of like one line in. That line goes down, the entire peninsula doesn't have power. But it's expensive to put a second line in, and that comes down to what are the ratepayers willing, you know, to pay for.
Critics argue that electric companies in many states face similarly daunting challenges, and they mostly get better results. In 2016, for instance, while Maine was also the worst or near-worst performer on the reliability metrics, forested neighbors Vermont and New Hampshire were not in the top five. And even within Maine, in the aftermath of the 2017 windstorm, two consumer-owned utilities here, Kennebunk Light and Power and Eastern Maine Electric Co-op, restored service long before the for-profit utilities. Bodenham Representative Seth Berry, a vocal critic of Central Maine Power, who will co-chair the legislature's Utility Oversight Committee, is promising a hard look at the issue.
Because it leaves ratepayers between a rock and a hard place. Either we get lousy power or we pay through the nose to get acceptable power. And it is absolutely the responsibility of the legislature and the incoming governor to look at that and consider whether that's really the system that makes sense going forward.
Some critics are advocating a public takeover of Maine's privately held poles and wires. Recent reports show that nationally, public power companies' reliability record significantly beats the for-profit companies and the national average. Barry declined comments on whether an effort to create a public electricity distribution authority in Maine might be afoot in Augusta. New federal data on Maine's outage record for the year just passed should become available in the spring. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.